Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Doug Drabek. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The right fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Scott Starhoviak. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Darren Jackson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Stevens. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Knoblauch strikes out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fabregas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Fabregas moves to second. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Snopek hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Steinbach fields it and throws to first for the out. Fabregas moves to third. Cameron moves to second. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Starhoviak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Starhoviak takes first base on ball 4. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lawton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Lawton reaches second base with a double. Starhoviak goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Darren Jackson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 0-for-1 in the game. Knobloch hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Knobloch. The throw from Fabregas and he is safe. Knobloch steals second. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Becker. The throw from Fabregas and he is out, Durham applying the tag. Knobloch moves to third. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knobloch scores. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Starhoviak is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fabregas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cameron hits a line drive into right field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0-for-1 in the game. Coomer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Durham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton strikes out. 2 outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 0-for-1 in the game. Snopek takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears is 0-for-1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Knobloch moves to third. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Becker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Becker strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Jackson. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lawton. Bell reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards third. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fabregas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fabregas strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cameron hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Becker who is chasing the ball. Cameron reaches third base with a triple. Bell scores. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Frankie Rodriguez now pitching. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snopek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Snopek hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dre Beck fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Starhoviak hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Starhoviak reaches second base with a double. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 2 in the game. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cameron. Coomer reaches second base with a double. Starhoviak scores. It's 4-3, Twins. Chuck McElroy now pitching. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lawton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton hits a pop-up towards short. Dean settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Coomer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a line drive towards third. Coomer catches it and throws to first to double up Guillen. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 0 for 2 in the game. Mears is hit by the pitch. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Knobloch strikes out. 1 out. Roberto Kelly pinch hits for Rich Becker. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mears moves to third. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards second. Durham throws to second for 1, and Guillen throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Mears scores. Molitor moves to second. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Twins. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Roberto Kelly now playing right field. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Swindell now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Swindell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Starhowiak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Starhowiak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coomer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Coomer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Lawton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lawton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lawton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fabregas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fabregas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fabregas hits a fly ball into left field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cameron takes first base on ball 4. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snopek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.